The frosted interior of the tank is always visible. The drugs are a compromise. You need to be kept close to consciousness, but passive, docile, satisfied, and with no way to tell how long it has been. Your body is aroused, physically aroused. It is also perfectly still, except the gyrating tube around your erection. Inside the tube, full of complex machinery. You dream patterns on the inside of the tube. You know they really exist. Light patterns which mimic the eyes of the creatures. Constantly being triggered and reinducted. Their power still flowing through the very electrical systems of this complex. But you imagine that you imagine the patterns. Shifting patterns of light which move down your body, through your body. They told you it was high technology, which made your entire physical form feel so light, airy, yet non-responsive to any and all instruction. It could just as easily be the long hours staring into their eyes as they drained you, brain and body, rode you, fucked you, used your mouth and your cock for their pleasure. It could just as easily be the case that your body is so beguiled by the creatures, your mind so enmeshed in their will, that you're dreaming all of this technology in the first place. Dreaming up the purpose and possibility of so many interlocking mechanical pieces to make the perfect, pleasurable prison. The light changes colors, swirling more intensely. In these moments between doses of the serum, you can think some, but it's still so sluggish and slippery inside your head, so relaxed, that it would be easier to just slip away and groan, pumping your cock in the machine as all the world does now, all it contains. You wish you could see a mirror. These muscles, this strength, this vitality, this resilience. Everything feels like pleasure now. The creatures aren't sadistic. Not really. They want to bite you and have you moan. You remember enough, can think enough, to construct that thought in the few minutes between pulses. But your vision, your view, your eyes always drawn back to the swirl of light. So pretty. You would drool, smile vacantly, pump your brain away if you could. Then the next pleasure pulse, the next drop of the apathy serum flows. And you're quite happy to let the thought go. Quite happy to do anything at all that seems like it should be done. That little droplet finding its way into you makes sure of that. It isn't like you can feel it anyway, in your fuzzy, drifting head. It makes you much more aware of your body, though. The pleasure down there, deeper in the stasis tube, wrapped around your cock. A vibrating sleeve of squishy beads and folds. A machine made to keep you hard, wick away the drips of pre-cum, and generate pleasure. Keep erect most of the time that erection already muddies your thoughts. Endless, emergent, procedurally generated arousal responses. Resisting, softening your cock, squirming away. Thoughts like that might have existed in the first few hours of your containment here, but the first time you were dialed up. Now your hardness is a pleasure, and a constant. Sometimes the system makes you come. It feels incredible. Like when you have a fever and are barely there, barely aware. but your body feels everything, burning away inhibition and thought in drugged orgasmic euphoria. Somewhere, the pneumatic streams send the drug undetectably into you. No twitch, no discomfort, just the sudden muddy awareness that your brain is slick and wonderful, and your cock is captured in pleasure. Your hips would buck if your entire body were not immobilized besides the squeezing orbs of your ballsack, waiting to send seed out on command, and the long hardness captured and enhanced. It wasn't always quite so big, but erections are still effortless. It is bulging. You know it's coming. You're close to coming. At the moment the last apathy drop to enter your bloodstream is worn off, so you're unusually aware. Unusually aware because, oh, the restraints around you, the frosted glass inside your stasis tube, it's all moving. The tube on your cock is moving too, vibrating, stroking. This never stops. It knows all your weak spots. It has had how long to learn them? Decades? You exist in this tube. Anything outside it might as well be a dream. So hard, so pent up. Going to come. You're going to come. There is a faint sense of movement as the tube is transported from one magnetized tunnel to the other, being moved within the complex. You're so close, and your enhanced prick feels so much better than you can stand. Why do they even have the drugs when the addictive shiver explosion from coming even once is enough to leave you panting for more, for days after? Or what seems like days. Time is a little stretched in the tubes. You feel the shivering vibrations right to your brain. Knowing you're moving, heading to one of the many rooms in the station, one of the rooms where the creatures dwell and from which they prey on you. Knowing that makes you want to climb inside that erection even more. Makes you want to prioritize the long, drawn-out, forever feeling of your balls supplying cum, supplying seed. It takes forever for the load to mash all the switches inside your huge dick. The place makes you feel good. You'd drool if you could move. You'd buck your hips, you'd thrust. This dick, this enhanced body. Are you any less a monster than the things which live here, which live everywhere? The mark on the side of your neck twitches, burns, etches its signal harder. Soon one of them will use those ports, drink from you, and your conditioned responses will start. They have already started. The absence of the apathy serum, while you zoom through the tunnels, yet feel none of the inertia. It means your reaction to your cock coming is being triggered. You're slowly coming unfrozen. You find it possible to murmur. The gentle pressure of conditioning in your mind, the spiral eye pattern of their influence on you. Thank you for letting me come. Those words. Murmured, drooled, yes, drool is running down your now muscled chest, your dick is pumping. You come powerfully, but your mouth somehow finds the words over and over. Thank you for letting me come. The words you were programmed to say when allowed to orgasm by one of the creatures. The machine must count. With you coming out of stasis to prepare you for one of them to feed. The words fumble from your lips like your thoughts slide out from between your fingers. setting the tone for what is to come. "Thank you for letting me come," you murmur. You drool, you chant. Your huge balls still pumping away into the sleeve, the length being sucked up and the tip being licked clean. So much cum siphoned away, licked away, sucked away. You wonder what they do with it. The muscles around your colossal testes seem to strain as they already refill. Your altered body able to refuel so quick your cock barely gets a second to rest. The frosted glass picks that exact moment to slide out of the way, with the last dregs of orgasm fading and a ridiculous expression on your face. You hope the one who ordered you up won't notice, but an attractive woman with a short black bob is staring at you over glasses perched on the tip of her nose. She is otherwise completely naked. Her breasts are enormous, the nipples seeming quite small perched on them. Her hairless pussy is on display as she stands confidently, legs spread, eyes locked on the monstrous member between yours, still encased in its vibrating sheath and still coming, still making you look dumb and stunned in front of this beauty. You look away, making sure not to make direct eye contact. You take in the room in front of you. You know that the tubes move through the complex, so a blood donor can be summoned to any room, unfrozen, and then pressed into menial or sexual service in any room. You are certain the service this time will be sexual. The woman staring at you, watching your O face with a laugh, is very pale. Her lips are very red, and they look wet. Her incisors are long. She's one of them, of course. But the woman tied to the bed behind her, with droplets of what appears to be cooling wax all over her. Yes, there are candles in the corner burning away. That woman is human, and is moaning in some mix of delight or dismay. Her ass is gaped by a plug, and a vibrator pulses away in her reddened pussy. There is more than one bed in the room. The device around your cock lets go, and the tube slides forward. You feel the inertia of being hurled into the vampire's arms, but she catches you effortlessly. Delivered. Food of the future. Meal from a tube. This isn't what you thought that would mean, but you're in her arms, and it is only a second later that one shock turns into another, her fangs bared and pressed into your neck, to the pre-installed bite port which sends fresh, vital blood flowing into her mouth, but closes instantly. No wound. You're made for this now. Your cock hardens. It always hardens when they bite. It didn't the first time. This hardness is different from the still, milkable semi you always have when in the tube. This is a full-on, rock-hard thing that pokes into the arm she has scooped around the front of you where she caught you. She laughs with her fangs still in your neck, and the pulse, the paroxysm, seems endless. Time slows. You're feeding her. Vital energy flowing from you into her. Your body is very much behind the idea, behind her getting to drink as much as she can. Arousal builds from the first second, not just the truly hard cock you're convinced would barely fit in your containment tube, but your heart speeding up. Once upon a time, that might have been dangerous. But the ports only let her get so much, so you can enjoy it. The facility has lots of flourishes like that. things to reduce your stress, help you relax. It puts you more into their thrall. Memories of the flashing pattern of lights of their eyes and what happens when you look into their eyes. Those memories are clouded, some parts obviously bolted on. The physical horny parts of you get hotter. The bits that respond when your dick responds, like shots of lightning into your ass and out your toes into the top of your light head. Hearing the faint suckling, like someone sucking on a straw. Really, you know they must have little ports in their teeth to suction it up. The woman on the bed, you see how muscled she is. She's modified to have bigger tits and is laying on them like a pair of pillows. Her slit is hairless and drooling around that vibe. Her asshole clenches rhythmically. In the slowed time of being fed on, you hear her moan Doppler away. She's triggered by hearing it happen. She wants to be fed. Her pussy is orgasming. Hearing you get drained is making her come. Every second, blood is being sucked, and the vampire is taking her time. The girl on the bed is coming so hard. Her ass and pussy are clamped down, and she's groaning, moaning. Her back, under the dried candle wax, is shivering. She's covered in sweat. This is a well-trained response. Someone likes to see her come. You can tell why, as your erection is no longer just for the vamp sucking you off. The body on the bed is modified to physical perfection, just like you, and you sometimes get turned on by your own cock. You're going to come again. The refractory period is over. She's gonna suck you till you come. Along with the girl on the bed, you're going to end up like her. A mewling blood doll, loving every suck. But the vampire stops. You have stopped giving blood. Or at least, for now, she can't get any more from the port. They limit each meal to a very safe amount, which nonetheless fills most vampires quickly. And if they were to really bite you, they would get docked extremely. Of course, if they spank or tie you up or decide to keep you an extra day, the fee is tiny. That vague, tiny bit of safety, all the nods to safety, make you easier to control. You know that's why. It's down to a science. She lets go of your neck, but as you are close to coming from being sucked off, this leaves you right on the fucking edge, groaning, gasping. Your outward, purely physical reaction, well encoded by many vampires, to being drank from, that is quite separate from your mental consideration here in the clarity of the air, that since they don't need to sleep, and only need to drink blood now and then, they must make excellent and tireless thinkers, workers. Obsession comes with the transformation, you think. They love these meticulous scenes. Meanwhile, your dick. She's backed up, let you go, set you on your feet. She's looking down at it. The arousal you get from being sucked on, having your neck sucked on, is always set so that when the port runs out, you haven't come yet. And unlike normal edging, unlike anything before the tubes, the training, the eyes, the almost nightly, or nightly in your slowed perception of time, use of your body. Well, this arousal is special. It doesn't go away. Not one bit. Since you leave off just before coming when she stops sucking, you too wish you could drink just a little more so you could get off. Instead, you stand there, groaning, working your mouth, trying to find words. Your cock is twitching like it should be squirting, letting out your seed, letting you experience the special climax that comes of not being frozen in place, with the deliciousness of one of the vampires witnessing it. She just watches, smirking. A laugh follows, but she closes her mouth to swallow firmly. The figure on the bed moans, seemingly in response to the vampire's voice. There, you thought the word. They don't like the word. Everyone says it at first. But you stopped saying it so early they didn't punish your ability to think it out of you. Of course, you think it happily, staring at her bare breasts. She has raised her sunglasses so you can think straight, even when she turns your face upward and makes you look at her, licking her red-dyed fangs clean. This is no one-and-done deal. She obviously plans to make you wait, plans to make you hold out and use you for a long time. Once upon a time, you might have been able to make yourself come, been able to press on just a little more. She leaves you there and walks over to the woman who is catching her breath, having stopped climaxing when the vampire stopped drinking from you. You wish you came over and over during the feeding instead of being edged. The girl was lucky. The vibrator slides out of her pussy. The vamp pulls it out and throws it aside. You see the walls twitching post-orgasmically. It is still quite spread, but looks very tight inside. Her thighs, buttocks, legs are all muscled. The modifications make you all very strong for when they have you do physical labor. Sex is the reward there, too. Sex. Climax. She left you on edge, stuck on edge. Usually they release you right away. Being closer than anyone has ever been, the programming inside your head keeping you there. Once, keeping your mind from being tormented and your body from being this excited. Little twitches like you're going to totter over, but of course you're not. Once your mind would have engaged defenses. The self-preservation part of your brain never engages anymore. The little slippery, wriggling movement which might allow escape from their gaze, their pheromones, or the stirrings of very real affection, which you once thought of as a side effect of the bite. You know they are, but which have now mingled into a sort of low-key awe and comfort whenever you're unfrozen, allowed out of your tube, and into the presence of one of those creatures. You know you are safe, and so they can do much more. I used 2 meal credits for this. I'm going to have to go hungry tomorrow morning. Let's make it interesting. She is, of course, referring to the rationing system the vampires use. Everyone has luxury and discretion here. It must be nice. Maybe they'll turn you. They do, when people start to wear out. You remember that from long ago. Someday you might be on top. But no one has needed to be turned in a long time, since they made you all more resilient. And your cock jerks and jumps onward. You were one of the first cows given longevity. They explained it as a favor at the time. The endurance means you can hold out on this edge a long time, physically. Your thoughts are getting slipperier, more disorganized. She is next to you, one hand on your butt, pushing you toward the bed. Your twitching, hypnotically edged cock sways captivatingly. Clear fluid falls from the tip, but not one drop of hot, squirting relief escapes your balls. The tip of your cock, like a dowsing rod, seeking relief. The woman on the bed moans when she feels the heat from the tip approaching her pussy. And then the vampire pushes you so you land on top of the woman, making sure to guide your cock with one hand. But her speed comes into play. The sunglasses clatter across the room. The nude vampire comes into view over the woman's shoulder with a gust of air from behind you to in front of you in an instant, her glowing eyes meeting yours. No coming now. Hold it. Your cock spears into a modified pussy made to take any member, to stretch, but to stretch with massive pleasure for its owner, and the one taking its hot, dripping confines for their own. The woman moans, and the moan goes on, but you only see the violet, then red, then blue, coruscating light of the vampire's eyes. No coming now. You'd repeat the words if words could make their way out of your cock-addled brain and past your drooling lips. You drool onto the back of the woman's neck, and even that splash seems to set her off. Convulsions of her pussy around your edged yet trapped dick. Now it's my turn. A slick sound, a tube of lubricant. The light from her eyes is still in your mind, but the vampire has gone. You just know climax is impossible. You feel her hand on your butt, a finger sliding in slowly, opening up your rear, teasing it, slipping a finger inside, widening you. The lube is being smeared everywhere. You feel something firm and rubbery slap your butt cheek. She put on a strap-on in there somewhere, somewhere in the near-invisible flurry of movement. The sweating, moaning woman underneath you is arousing you, her pussy still providing pressure all around your dick. You want to squirt. Impossible things happening in your balls, trapped in her, and now the tip of a finger slides out of your ass, letting the hole close up again, and then slips back in. She's widening you patiently, while your cock jerks in sympathy, trying to pop free from the force of the convulsions inside the woman beneath you. She moans, she bucks, and you feel pressure upward, but you're stuck, your mind caught in those eyes, the void, the hungry place inside of you which corresponds to their eyes by burning thoughts up, slipping them off. You're in her. It feels good. Your ass is being slowly spread, now by the tip of the strap-on instead of by a finger. That feels so good. The vampire moans, and your conditioning tells you her pleasure is your pleasure. Her pleasure using your ass would be wonderful, and she'll want you to come, you know it. So you're silently begging for her to start thrusting. Unmovingly, barely containing your erection, and yet knowing there is no possible way you'd blow your load all at once. The tip is pretty small, but enough to spread you. It goes the same way it did with her finger a moment ago. She seems to have completely forgotten your maddeningly pulsing dick, but you know she hasn't. The tip of the strap-on goes in, then slides out, giving your ass a few seconds to recover, and for the lube from the tip of the toy to spread around. Then she's back inside. The moment's rest makes your ass relax more completely, and soon she's sliding a few inches of toy inside. It feels firm, but not very thick. Yet the addition of this sensation makes your cock inside the bound, mesmerized woman feel so much better. She's loving it. Convulsions involuntary and numerous. The vampire behind you begins thrusting, her moans telling you the toy must be against her clit or double-ended and lodged in her pussy. Then again, maybe she just gets that much pleasure from watching you squirm, unable to come, still wanting it. insistent pounding. Wanna come? Swirling lights. No coming. Not yet. Swirling lights. The pounding in your cock. The thrusting in your ass like she's filling your cock up with that strap on, making it harder. Fucking the inside of your cock via slamming your ass with her toy, pushing you forcefully into the woman beneath each time. She groans and bounces atop her huge tits. And then the woman behind you, the vampire, the dominant figure, pulls your hair. There's a whoosh of movement, and you feel something hot, hot, stinging across your back. A touch of wax, like the woman beneath you had. As another drop falls, flaring and sparking onto your back, the vampire thrusts deep, so deep her whole toy is inside you, and she orders you. Come for me. The shivers start. She pushed you down. The wax is cooling on your skin, but new droplets punctuate orgasm. You come so hot and thick and hard that the woman under you responds before you're done the first spurt, and you imagine the way she buckles nerveless on the table and begins groaning like the force of your orgasm pushed her down into it. The woman behind you, the vampire riding over you, keeps stripping wax and moving her hips in a methodical, continuous way. Which tells you that you will not be stopping easily, not be stopping soon. And you and the woman begin speaking in unison, while you're still emptying yourself into a wet, receptive pussy on a fellow captivated toy. Thank you for letting me come. The words echo in unison. Thank you for letting me come. The two of you together, your ass being fucked while you're used to fuck the woman below, the darkened room lit by candlelight, with only your moans and occasional hisses as wax strings over your back as soundtrack. And your cock never quite gets hard inside the tight muscular ring at the entrance of her pussy, and in the wet tightness of a modified cunt made to keep you hard and milk you. Your ass begins taking the strap on more easily, and the vampire keeps fucking you deep. You can feel your cum pooling inside the fellow blood donor's pussy, around you, slick inside her. You close your eyes and ride the wave, knowing that as she fucks you, you'll get hard and spur her on. That both of you are there for as long as she wants you, and that when your blood port fills back up in a while, she might suck you right to the edge and leave you there. But this time, you'll be inside the wet, overfucked, mesmerized partner who just milked you, like a machine and whose cunt is getting tighter while she rides toward an orgasm she will need permission for. She slaps your ass and tells you to thrust. You do it automatically, because on the edge of vision there is still some of that light. She'll top you up, take you deep, and eventually this will just be another fever dream, another hazy memory in the stasis tube waiting to be dialed up again. Your lips are forming the words, saying the same phrase. It's the only movement, only freedom permitted. The freedom to continue your praise and use that phrase. Thank you for letting me come. To remind yourself you will come again and again, and it really isn't that bad. Your ass clamps down, the next one is sneaking up on you. Or maybe she gave you a command and made you forget as quickly. One thing that's certain is the woman under you is feeling it too, because she wasn't this tight even in the midst of her orgasm. Every nerve-ending firing, every part of her body stiff as a board, bending like a bow, screaming pleasure, joy, orgasm, sweat sticking you together. The vampire absent-mindedly picks some wax from your back and thrusts one hard time into your ass. The reverberation forces you to the base into the woman below, and she moans, racked with sobs, losing herself in being fucked, responding to even tame movements like her whole body was a big clit stimulated by your nearness, by your skin against her back, your breath in her ear. You are a tool to give pleasure, a receptacle for the vampire's strap-on. You are deep inside her, and deeply in your pre-programmed routine. Vision fades, but pleasure persists. In that moment, you are your cock, your ass, your back muscles spasming under new, stinging wax droplets. And you are a bag of blood and muscle modified to live longer. Feel nothing but pleasure all day. Thought slips away, like it always does, and you find yourself close to what the woman was before you entered. Insensate, broken down and ready to just obey, and lose track and come hard, and go back into confinement when the final command is spoken that compels you to lock yourself back in your own cock sheath. You savor the feelings, and thought eventually vanishes into a euphoria that even in your most lucid stasis dreams will never be retrievable as coherent memory of events.